Heidi and Frank Show. American Horror Story. I'm not sure exactly what season it's in now, but as far as it's always a new theme every single season. They did the Coven, which is about witches.
Yeah.
Asylum, which is obviously about an asylum. And this season, it's Freak Show. And Naomi Grossman, who plays Pepper, is the only character they actually carried over from the last season, Asylum, into Freak Show. And is she here yet?
Oh.
Pepper's not here yet? Oh. Surprise, surprise. Pepper can only take the slow lane.
Oh, Pepper.
Well, she plays one of the pinheads
yeah.
in the Freak Show.
She's all right. She has what that was a micro.
Says, they describe her as Pepper is the gremlinish microcephalic woman. Why don't you look up that? Because I was going to ask her when they're saying, okay, Pepper, the character, a gremlinish microcephalic woman, is that something you go, got it, nailed it as an actress? I've done that. I know that.
Right.
I'm totally going to be this woman.
Or do you have to research what that is and then
yeah, when
try
you go
to
the audition, was there anybody who really was?
Yeah.
And then you have to go in there after them and you're not, and you have to act like them?
Or do you go in? Because you know
that
how
would be tough to do. You'd feel like a total ass.
A lot of, like, some casting directors can sort of see, you don't have to go in full bore. Like, you don't have to, like, go in, shave your head for the audition, like, because they can't see, you know, they really
some
need
people
to
do, though. They want to own it. They just bust in just like that.
And just do it in case, so that you don't give the casting directors any sort of any time to go, I don't know. I don't know if I see it.
So, Eric, what is the definition of that? Microcephalic.
Microcephaly, I guess, is a condition in which the size of your head is significantly smaller than it should be.
You have the opposite. You have macro.
Yeah.
Macrocephaly.
Yeah.
Your head is way too big for your body.
Is that what is big for the body? or that you have normal facial features, but your head is tiny? With a normal nose on it.
It just says that there is a standard size. There is an average size of a head, your size and age, and it's significantly smaller.
Oh, okay, that's why when you go to the pediatrician, the guy measures your head.
Yeah, they put it on the forehead.
To see where you are. And so I remember, you know, my mom was worried because I had a gigantic head that she said that she was worried because the doctor measured and then measured again, and then measured again. Then, like, called somebody, and he came in, and then he measured, and then they looked at the other side of the tape because they thought maybe it's the wrong side of the tape they were using, and then they measured again.
That
and
would make
like,
you a little nervous.
Okay, is there something wrong?
My baby.
Like, well, if he grows to fit his head, he'll be 7'4". So, I was told that story. You're talking about family BS. I mean, I don't know if that's true, though. But going, you know what? You're going to be big and strong someday. You're going to be 7'4". So, I thought I was destined for the NBA. So,
right.
I just didn't care.
Yeah, just like, waiting on your spurt.
Yeah.
Waiting on my spurt.
I'm just going to be playing basketball and getting chicks pregnant. That's my future.
Didn't have to work too hard.
But I wonder if Naomi, I mean, she's just still not here yet. I mean, obviously traffic in L.A., but if she always had a small head and knew that I can do this. I can just be that small headed. Because how do you shrink a head?
I don't know. This is what I'm thinking
to
about.
To do the role if it's a small headed person.
If when you really look at the Brad Pitt movie Benjamin Buttons,
I never did see that.
Oh, Frank, it's so good. It's really, really good. Say what you will about Brad Pitt. He's so good in it. And it's so good. And just like that, I don't know how they do it. They make him small when...
Well, I guess on the show Freak Show, American Horror Story Freak Show, they have a two-headed girl as well, so and they are able to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
The actress plays Dot, and then the other head.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other head's name?
See, they could have gotten Brittany and Abigail, though. Well, why not?
Actually, I think some of the people, they got the smallest woman in the world, an Indian woman.
Right.
Who played Mon Petit.
Yeah.
She's real, and... She's the smallest woman in the world. And that was her first acting
adorable,
game.
She's adorable, yeah. And so why not? If I'm Brittany and Abigail and I'm the two-headed girl that TLC's been following since my birth, I think that's what I would... I mean, I think they're teachers, but that's what I would do. I would go into that showbiz. Why not? I don't know how much...
You'd go into a freak show, because that's why all these people are... It's based in, you know, the 50s or whatever, and so that's the shows that you had. This was...
Yeah.
The freak show would come to town.
Have you been to a freak... You've been to a freak show?
No, I've been to a freak viewing. It wasn't really a show. It was at the fair. I don't think they have those people at the fair anymore. Freak shows are gone, right?
Maybe there's just too much on TV, where you're like, oh, that's not going to sell.
I mean, the small freak show where it's just a guy sitting in a chair, and then you walk through the tent, and there's a fence around him, or just a half wall, and so you're all just walking around, and it's like, so you get like the 360 of the guy, and then you walk right back out the tent. And this guy had elephantiasis of the feet.
Right.
So he
just
had
a giant foot.
They were enormous, but one foot had two toes on it, and the other foot had like a big toe and like the three other toes. But the toes were huge too. I mean, the foot that had two toes on it was so, it was like 2 second toes.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
And they were huge.
So two big, like two.
Is Naomi here? Get her in here.
Naomi.
Come on, Pepper. Get on in here. Because when I started watching American Horror Story Freak Show, I thought that that wasn't an actress. I thought they actually just got her and had her on.
Because they
found her and they just had her playing the role. There she is. How you doing?
Oh my goodness!
You're calling for me.
I know we were. Well, we were talking about Horror Story.
I was saying, does
so
Pepper
excited.
Always have to drive in the slow lane to get
right?
here?
On the short bus.
Look at Pepper. You're so beautiful. Oh,
thank
Naomi.
You. You know, for radio.
No, for real.
Got all ready for radio. Look at us.
I know, right?
Loving the show.
Yay.
And the character, obviously, is the only character that they've ever carried over because they do different themes every season. So you're on Asylum, they're introduced to Pepper, and they're like, let's do Freak Show and bring her along with us.
Yeah.
And they gave you a boyfriend or a husband in this
a
one.
A husband. It's for keeps.
When you went, because we were talking about before you got in here, so when you went for your audition, mm-hmm. and you read, obviously you read about the character and who Pepper was, did you go, how'd you?
I never
you,
read about Pepper and who she was. I never read a script actually until this season. So all of Asylum, I was just going with whatever they gave me, which was often just, you know, a page or two. It was really like whatever, like, you know, lines I had to learn, which were totally monosyllabic.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it'd be like Pepper Peas, and I'd be like, okay. I can do that.
I do it every day. 9-10 times at least.
Did they ever say, you know, you're not peeing right?
You Pepper would not pee that way.
Can we take it? That was way.
I'm very method. I do a lot of preparation. I'm about to do some more preparation later after I have this water.
She's got a scene to do later. Must have prepared.
So there's only two episodes left, but I think that when they left off, it was telling the backstory of Pepper, which you never really get. I mean, other characters haven't really had that much backstory yet about how you met and how you even got to where you were. It was
kind of epic.
It really was because of this character that I think that everyone got close to when you said doesn't really have that many lines or mm-hmm. for some reason everyone's just drawn to this character.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're out on the street, do people like, hey, Pepper? Really?
Yeah. Well, now it's Naomi, or even better, yeah. Ms. Grossman.
Ms. Grossman.
Oh, yeah, you've made it.
So then when you're out to dinner, I suppose, the waiter comes up, he's like, Pepper? And he's got the pepper. He's just seeing if it's you. He's like, is it really her? Because that's a lot of makeup.
I like salt.
Yeah. I saw this special the other day about the makeup and the process. How long does it take to put on the makeup?
About 2.5 to 3 hours.
And there's teeth too, right? Yeah.
Teeth, hands.
Teeth, hands, nose, brow, ears. Fat suit.
Do you feel the transformation happening with every piece that goes on?
Like, I usually fall asleep for most of it. I mean, it's 3 hours and
probably early in the morning.
Right.
Just like this.
Exactly. So, no, I don't feel a thing. I wake up and I'm Pepper.
Was it the first, when they did it for the first time and you open your eyes, you're like, oh my God. Whoa. That's amazing, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's totally unrecognizable.
Right.
You know? It is unrecognizable. And you wear your hair short now. Has it always been short?
No. I had a little bob. I had, like, the same haircut my entire life.
Yeah.
And now I look like this.
And did you
I'm
have
so
to...
glad this is radio. It's in a really awkward stage right now.
I love it.
But
I
did, think it did you have to shave? Did they give you a skull cap for Pepper, or did you have to shave your head?
Well, for a while, they did.
Okay, and then you're like, hell with that.
No, they were like, to hell with that.
Oh.
Oh, so you were like...
So you were asleep, and you woke up, and they shaved your head.
What?
See, you should have fallen asleep in the makeup.
I should have never woken
okay,
up.
Okay, so this wasn't a choice where you're like, no, I'm just going to do it.
It's it was a choice, because they said, would you like to do this? And I felt enough pressure to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're makeup professionals. They're trying to get the best.
I'm kind of jealous. Like, that just seems easy to me. Like,
oh,
what you got,
it
you
is.
Just go, like, mm-hmm, put a little stuff in it. You're done.
Oh, I'm done.
You're done. You do your eye makeup.
Yeah, I have no excuse for being late today, other than the fact that they gave me the wrong time. Oh, but anyway.
That's all right.
But yeah, other than that, I did wake up 5 minutes before I left.
Somebody's getting fired. If you could have anybody in the world over for dinner, who would it be?
Oh. Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's probably, yeah, I mean.
Makes sense.
Have you met her yet?
Yes, I have once.
Were you?
We didn't have dinner, and I'm still waiting.
Where were you though when you ran to Lily Tomlin?
Oh, I went to a comedy festival.
You called the operator.
Yeah.
Is this Lily Tomlin?
Yeah. What is that?
No way.
Were you? Because I mean, I have idols too, and I feel, and they always joke about, oh, we'll get so and so in here, and I'm like, I don't know that I want that. I would be afraid because of where you put somebody, and then if you meet them and you're like. Crap.
Is that
like
one of your most treasured memories, meeting Lily Tomlin?
No.
What is your most treasured memory?
Oh, God. I needed to be prepared for this. Most treasured I mean, the last 2 years have been pretty,
pretty
epic.
Great.
Yeah. In high school, I lived in Argentina. That's a treasured memory.
Nice.
Taking one of my solo shows to the Edinburgh Festival is a treasured memory.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
We're really good.
You're all good? Sweet.
Although
awesome.
I don't like what she's done with her hair. I don't care for it.
That's what my mom would say. When you were in Argentina, were you there for your family's work or were you just there for...
Oh, you have to see the show.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
gotta,
another one of mine.
You got to catch
up. All right.
Okay. It is a great show, and I wasn't on the first couple seasons.
Oh no, I meant my one woman show.
Oh, your one woman show. I was
right. The one that you took to the festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do I see this?
Oh, well, I need to reproduce it. Somebody listening has to want to put it back up on stage because I already did it, and you know, producing theater is a hard, kind of arduous.
Well, what was it
called? And I don't want to do it. I know I've really sold it. To
I don't want to do it, but if you want to see it, somebody call and produce this thing because I don't want to do it.
No, I'm just saying.
You did the first time.
The big
you did
work
it all.
Is done,
you did
and
it
I
all.
Did it all myself. Yes.
Oh my God.
But hey, you know, this is how I'm here. I mean,
that's
indirectly,
true. Right?
You know what I mean. But I had to put something out there for Ryan Murphy and or the Pirates at B.
But you still had to audition, right?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Was it like the normal audition where there's a waiting area for people who are auditioning for the same part?
Full of little people.
That's all it was?
Yeah, that's not like every.
Did you
audition.
Think it was a joke?
A joke?
Like when you walked in, you're like,
you mean like Ashton Kutcher's gonna jump out and be like,
this,
ah.
Wait, this, what's happening? Because it didn't call for little people, right? I mean, they had the little people
well,
on the show.
Actually,
Mon
yes.
Petite.
No, my particular. Well, but remember, this was back for Asylum. I didn't actually audition for Freak
that's
Show.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And for that, yes, they were looking for little people, and I'm small. I'm petite.
Right.
I'm an extra small. You know,
but
I,
you don't. But yeah, you don't.
I wear a size 02.
Whatever.
But that's
right.
It. Like I don't
proud
have to be
six.
Specially fitted. Yeah, exactly.
Fits my ass.
Eight. Well, depends on the cut. I don't know.
It's a gap. Old baby.
Right. So when you auditioned the first time around, did you even have an idea of what this character really
other
was?
Other than being really small? No.
That's it.
Nothing.
So you never looked up, because it says here the description of the character.
Well, I did look it up eventually. I've been living with this for 2 years. So
but I mean,
because
like,
I know the word you're about to say.
Because some people like go in going, I'm going to go in full bore and just be the character when I get there.
But, right, yeah. But I didn't even know that.
That's
you know, because
crazy.
Then, you know, this show is so secretive.
Yeah.
That would basically tell every agent and manager and actor or, you know, whomever gets these, you know, breakdowns or whatever, what.
The show.
Yeah. American Horror Story is up to. So, no, they kept it so secretive. Literally, they would transport me from makeup to the set. And by the way, this is on a studio lot. Like, there's maybe a couple tourists that could see me, but otherwise it's very protected. They would transport me with a burqa on.
You feel like...
They didn't want anybody to see me.
Yeah, a woman in a burqa on a set. No one's going to notice her.
What's happening?
No, literally, it was like I was Michael Jackson, you know, on a golf cart.
Right.
And, you know, tourists would be, like, pointing. It's Lady Gaga!
No, it's Pepper.
The show, the show airs, American Horror Story, a freak show airs on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on FX. There's only 2 episodes left in this season, and... I'm not sure about this, but you guys signed up for a season after this?
Yes, indeed.
It's so secretive she doesn't even know.
That's right.
I mean, because it is absolutely great cast, and I like the fact that there's a new theme every single time and a new show. And
he dressed as Twisty for...
Yeah, I was Twisty for
cool.
Halloween.
And, yeah. Yeah, I have to show her that picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dead on.
Love
it's
the show.
Terrifying.
Are you big on Twitter?
Yes. I didn't get time to tweet you.
Oh, but we'll tweet after.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
At Naomi W. Grossman, if you want to follow her on Twitter. Thank you so much for coming in. And if you ever get that one woman show going up again,
okay.
I want to see
it. Tell your mother I said hello since you guys have such a great relationship. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.